question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. It's nice to have you tuned into our travel get-together with Mary and me today. And before we bring in Joe Keita for our personal connection segment, a quick word about our sponsor, Holland America Line. Are you thinking about taking an ocean cruise? Well, Holland America wants to help you write the next great chapter in your life by ensuring you savor the journey. They promise a story that will appeal to your sense of wonder, a story where the exotic becomes the familiar, smiles speak a thousand languages, and your experiences will be filled with unforgettable moments. To learn more or secure current specials, contact your travel professional or visit hollandamerica.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
For our personal connection episode today, we invited Joe Keita to join us to share how sailing on a cruise ship through the Northwest Passage sparked a renewed interest in a gift given to him long ago by his dad that sat in a drawer for most of his childhood and young adulthood. Joe's trip set off a chain of events that would ultimately lead to a journey of nostalgia and exploration.
Welcome to the show, Joe. Nice to connect with you today.
Hey, a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate having you here. So, yeah, let's get right into this. So while your friends were getting all kinds of toys for Christmas when you were young, your dad had a more unique gift for you. I enjoyed actually reading about the experience there. So share with our listeners what it was.
Yeah, I was 10 years old growing up in the steel town of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and it was Christmas time. And my dad gave me a certificate, which when I opened it, I didn't immediately know what it was, but it had a polar bear on the cover. And then he explained to me that I now owned a bit of land in the Arctic Circle. Now, I didn't even know where the Arctic Circle was at the time, but I knew it was up near the North Pole somewhere, and there were penguins, maybe, and polar bears. And, you know, it was something unlike Hot Wheels or a BB gun that I couldn't
yeah, exactly.
play
right.
with.
Yeah, you're getting
but
land as a 10-year-old.
Something very fascinating.
Yeah, I love the story. I really do. I mean, I love hearing that. So, all right, let's fast forward to 2016. Now you're an adult. You held on to that deed, but you really hadn't done much with it up to that point. However, you were invited to sail the Northwest Passage, and this is when you started to think about the deed again and what it may mean, right?
Yes. The Crystal Serenity was going to be the first cruise ship of its size to do the Northwest Passage, and I occasionally work for Crystal. I do some teaching on there, and they invited me, and that's when I remembered this gift that my father had given me. I typed the coordinates into Google Maps, and lo and behold, the ship was going to be very close to where my land was.
Okay, so just a quick side note. We interviewed Captain Vorland right before the voyage and shortly after when it came into New York. Did he know what you were doing, and was he involved at all in helping you?
Yes, I know the captain, and I told him my story, and he was pretty excited by it. And he said that he would do, you know, all within his capability to help me, you know, reach my piece of land, which was only 16 square foot, I should point out.
But still,
that's
listen.
Okay. It's in the
but
Arctic.
But, Joe, you own property in
yeah.
the Arctic. I love
so,
it.
So yeah,
there could be oil there.
Right. Exactly.
That's what's going through my head. Exactly. Okay. So did you actually get to it, or did you get close to it where you could see it? How did it shake out?
Well, here's what happened. You know, of course, when you're that far north, the weather conditions, the ice conditions change almost by the hour. So we were supposed to originally go right by Cornwallis Island and the town of Resolute, which is where my land was. But it was a beautiful day, and as we came up this strait, the captain decided that he was going to go through an even smaller strait, more scenic. And it was beautiful, lots of icebergs. But when we came out the other side, we were about 60 miles east of my land. However, we stopped at a place called Beachy Island, mm-hmm. where the captain allowed me to go to shore to get a sense of what my land would feel like.
Yeah, it's wow. 60 miles, though. That's a long swim, so
yeah.
You're not making that easily. So, okay. But you got to feel, as you said, you're
so
in the area.
Clearly, this is not easy to get to when you're up there. I mean, but he allowed you to actually get off, and what you saw on Beachy Island was basically what
comparable.
Comparable to what you owned?
Yeah, Beechey Island, which is about 1,100 miles from the North Pole, is where John Franklin and his doomed crew spent the winter back in 1845 and 46. So there still are some headstones there. There's there's an old ramshackle settlement. But I got to stand on the shore, and believe me, there's nothing there. This is just windswept tundra. But it would have been 60 miles east of my land. It would have been exactly what my land looked like.
All right. Well, at least you got to see what it looked like. You're not going to build a house there, obviously.
No. And there wasn't. All right. So, you know, tell us, do you still have the deed? Did you ever find out how your dad got it? Or, you know, how much did it cost?
Well, I still have the deed. And it's quite entertaining because the deed was issued by a company called the Freesham Land Company, LTD, of Yellowknife Northwest Territories. They went out of business in 1983.
I wonder why.
Now, hold on a second. So Freesham, like, you know,
gosh.
And that Freesham Land Company, I love the name, first of all. I
mean, yep. Okay. So they're no longer in business. I do not know what my dad paid for this. He was not a rich man, so he couldn't have paid very much for it. But I did show it to a real estate attorney who happened to be on the cruise with us. And he said that it was legitimate, but it was only a 10-year tenancy. So the tenancy had expired in 10 years after I had gotten it. So I no longer had any legal claim to the land.
Okay, so I would like to know, after finally getting to within the vicinity of the Arctic land or patch that you owned, and then coming back home after your voyage, how did that whole experience, there's just a lot of nostalgia, I would think, wrapped up in this, but how did it shape your subsequent travels when you returned home?
Well, you know, if I look back on this, really what kind of was a joke gift on the part of my dad to me, I see that it really kind of influenced my life, because that gift of land in some place far away kind of inspired me to read National Geographic, to read adventure books. And I think it inspired a great deal my sense of travel. And, you know, who would have known that deed would have, you know, that I actually would have had the chance or would ever get within 60 miles of those coordinates. But, you know, I think my dad's gift, you know, really inspired my love of travel.
Well, Joe, just listening to you, I mean, I'm thinking back, you know, Mary and I, we have two teenage sons, and what your dad really did for you is he gave you imagination. You just said inspiration, but he gave you the idea of connecting to the world, and really, if you want to summarize it, your dad gave you the travel book.
That is so true, Robert. I mean, he, you know, kind of instilled in me the possibility that I could go anywhere, even though I lived in this small, you know, steel town and had never been further than the Jersey Shore, but I could go to the Arctic. You know, since then, I've visited more than 100 countries. And I've cruised around the world, most all of it with Crystal, 10 times.
Have you really?
So, as you've
gone around the world, and, you know, again, that got you going, I'm sure, if you were telling your friends, and maybe you all started to think as young kids about what we could do, where we could go. I mean, places that you've been in the world, do you have any favorites out there?
Oh, New Zealand is my favorite.
Okay, all right.
Reminds me of California, I guess, you know, before it got discovered and, you know, overpopulated and everything, but I would actually live in New Zealand.
All right, so I'll ask you that, because so Mary and I, we have been all over Australia, but we, and you would think about going that far,
yeah,
we should have spent some time,
but
we decided to come back and spend a week and a half or so in Hawaii on the way back, but we should have done New Zealand, so we'll do that in the future. But what, how does that compare your experiences? Have you done parts of Australia as well?
Yes, Australia. I've done pretty much the entire coast from Sydney to Melbourne up the other side.
Right.
I have not done the interior, but I find the major cities in Australia to be very similar to the United States. I mean, the people are wonderful.
We would agree with that.
Agree.
We basically felt like we were in the United States with different
Sydney.
Currency.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but New Zealand is unique in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, very, very so different than your experiences. We've had some friends that have been there and say a very similar thing. Well, Joe, listen, this was a great personal connection. I love, as I said, you know, that gift that your dad gave you. And, you know, we really appreciate you joining Mary and me to share your travel story for our personal connection segment today. So best wishes in your future travels.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. Take care, Joe. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Great story, Mary.
Think,
and folks, if you have kids, you have grandkids, you have, you know, nieces, nephews, think about doing something like that. And again, give them that travel bug. We love it. So a reminder, you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but we hope you'll stay right where you are as 30% of the broadcast still remains. And we'll get right to it after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.